next on the 5 o'clock report.
The only thing President Biden is delivering are disasters.
Joe Biden walked in the United Nations and slapped a giant kick me sign on Uncle Sam's back.
The most devastating force pitch ever seen in the iconic Wrigley Field.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Wednesday washouts.
Showers, some drenching rain, some thunder, possibly even some localized flooding.
That is our top story at 5. Flood watch is up all across New York and PA for the next 24 hours or so as a slow-moving cold front ushers in a new season. And some much cooler air.
Today does begin fall. It's the first day. And really, the next 2 days, that's what this is all about. That's why we expect some nasty weather. This is about the transition from summer to fall. And this time of year, when we get these transitions, these strong fronts, that's when we get wet.
And while autumn officially arrived at 3:21 this afternoon, forecaster Brett Thackra says you'll feel fall on Friday.
Behind this, cool, sunny, fall is going to arrive Friday, at least according to the weather.
Before that, though, we've got a couple of damp days ahead. WGRZ meteorologist Patrick Hammer says the western Twin Tiers will get dumped on tonight.
Rainfall totals, and this is what we got to watch. Wellsville to Bradford to Smethport, 3 to maybe 4 inches of rain.
A tornado watch is up for parts of western Pennsylvania through 10 p.m. tonight. Meteorologist Kevin Williams coming up. Biden backlash. That is the other big story at 5.
This is a free fall the likes we haven't seen in the modern political era.
President Biden's poll numbers are dropping through the floor in a number of key swing states as the administration continues to face one crisis after another, from COVID to the southern border to Afghanistan. President Biden just not connecting.
Mr. Biden's approval, you talked about the swing states. Independence is what I always look at because the red and blue basically cancel each other out more or less. His approval among independents, this is a Gallup poll that's out today, has dropped 18 points in the span of 3 months.
Media critic Joe Concha says the president's problems have been magnified by his refusal to answer questions from the press.
It appears now that the president of the United States is attempting to survive the remaining, 39 months of his presidency by pleading the fifth.
During yesterday's White House meeting with Boris Johnson of the UK, President Biden took a back seat to his British counterpart.
Would it be okay if we just have a couple of questions, just a couple? I'm going to go to Harry Cole from The Sun.
Mr. President, he asked him the question.
The president said he was joking, but even the mainstream media isn't buying it anymore.
He's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands.
I'm so disappointed in the Biden administration today.
And a new poll from the first in the nation caucus state of Iowa doesn't bode well for the president either. 62% of Iowans disapprove of the job he's doing just 8 months into office. 66% call the withdrawal from Afghanistan a mistake. And 60% don't like the way he's handled the pandemic. Howard Kurtz at Media Buzz.
Well, Biden isn't facing the outright journalistic hostility that defined Donald Trump's tenure on both sides. The pressure is now questioning his basic competence. And as the images of more than 10,000 badly treated Haitians in Del Rio fill the TV screens, not being Trump is no longer enough.
Kurtz says the president's approval rating is below 50% in a number of battleground states ahead of next year's midterms. Now to the southern border, thousands of Haitian migrants who've massed there are being released into the U.S. Brandon Judd at the National Border Patrol Council says he warned President Biden back in June about the crisis unfolding today.
Not only did they ignore us, they said that they had more efficient ways to deal with this. And now we had 14,872 people under that bridge. If that's efficient, then our government is broken.
President Biden has promised to get the crisis under control. Brandon Judd says he'll believe it when he sees it.
8 months of the Biden administration, we have released more than 600,000 people into the United States with NTAs or NTRs. That's an astronomical number when you consider how many people we have in the United States illegally. It's absolutely insane what is taking place today.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says the southern border crisis has now become a national public safety issue.
Something that's become national security because we don't know who's coming over the border has become public safety. The drugs and crime that we're seeing rising in our states and flooding over the border is infecting our schools and neighborhoods. The time for action is right now.
Over half of the nation's governors demanding a meeting with the president to talk about the border crisis. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the longer this crisis continues, the less safe the country is.
They need to act. I mean, we're glad to send more troops. What about the people that aren't being apprehended? How many people are coming across undetected? It's the governors that are going to have to deal with those individuals.
Officials say over 2 million illegal immigrants will cross the U.S. southern border by the end of the year. Now to Capitol Hill, the clock ticking to avoid a government shutdown next week. The House passed a bill last night to extend funding through December 3rd and suspend the debt limit for another year. But the measure faces an uncertain future in the Senate. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says a government shutdown could be the nail in Joe Biden's political coffin.
The only thing President Biden is delivering are disasters. Our border is not secure. Our place on the world stage is not safe. And our economy is suffering.
McCarthy says this administration cannot afford any more bad news. But Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer says that news keeps coming in the form of Afghanistan.
This was a huge blunder. This was a debacle.
Fischer says this president is tone deaf when it comes to securing our borders.
We have an administration that we're seeing a foreign policy failure after foreign policy failure. We are not as safe as a country right now because of what we saw as a debacle in Afghanistan.
Senator Fischer says Mr. Biden missed a golden opportunity yesterday to exude strength on the world stage during his speech at the UN. Instead, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says this president continues to be weak and feckless.
This speech was a disgrace at the United Nations. Joe Biden walked into the United Nations and slapped a giant kick me sign on Uncle Sam's back.
The president told the UN General Assembly yesterday that the U.S. will pursue relentless diplomacy over military might. Still to come this Wednesday, pro-life protest in Brighton, Sean's Law in Pennsylvania, and that wild pitch at Wrigley.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our call for tonight and tomorrow, cloudy, with showers, areas of steadier rain, a few thunderstorms, and some locally heavy rain. The heaviest rain again tonight will be western New York and western Pennsylvania, shifting east into central New York and eastern Pennsylvania later tomorrow night. Temperatures overnight, mostly mid-50s to mid-60s, steady, or even falling in some cases tomorrow. We're mostly in the 60s, though, during the day. Friday, clouds break for sunshine. Could be an afternoon shower near Lake Erie. Cool day with high temperatures primarily in the 60s.
All right, Kevin Williams checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Wednesday, September 22nd, pro-lifers will make their voices heard before tonight's town council meeting in Brighton, New York, where a new Planned Parenthood clinic will go up.
We hope that we can have some conversations when we're out with our crosses and our signs, and just let the community know that, hey, even though you did vote on this, we're still here and we're still going to make noise and we're going to fight it till the bitter end.
Kate Maloney will be at tonight's council meeting in Brighton with some visual reminders.
We're going to have 972 pink crosses. They're going to represent the 972 lives lost every day due to the violence of abortion at Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood already has a clinic in nearby downtown Rochester. 25 students have been quarantined at the Springville Middle School in western New York after three students tested positive for COVID. The district canceled sixth grade classes today. Meantime, 117 Penn State students who haven't been vaccinated have been put on temporary suspension in Happy Valley. That means they can't go to classes or attend any university events. Legislation named after a Pennsylvania woman who took her own life after a long battle with depression has passed the General Assembly in Harrisburg. It's called Sean's Law, and it cracks down on anyone who assists in a suicide of someone under the age of 18.
This is huge for us today. It's hard to say celebrating, but, you know, it's going to hopefully save some lives.
Jackie Bieber was the mother of Sean Chateau, who took her own life 3 years ago after getting step-by-step instructions on how to do that online.
This, of course, is not going to solve all the problems with this website. This is just the first step of many. We have a lot to address with, you know, the mental health system as well, the mental health and wellness of our youth and our vulnerable.
The legislation now heads to Governor Tom Wolf's desk, where he's said to be reviewing it. Officials from the Wolf administration announcing the Pennsylvania Climate Action Plan 2021 today. That plan will focus on statewide action to reduce emissions levels by 26% in the Commonwealth by the year 2025 and 80% by the year 2050. Time now for your market report brought to you each and every day by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks ending higher today for the first time in five trading sessions as some of the concerns about China's Evergrande Group's debt concerns have been eased. The Dow up 339 points, the Nasdaq gaining 150, and the S&P 500 adding 42. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report, a Wednesday edition on Family Life.
Learning from other people's mistakes is priceless. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Here are five ways other folks have lost money so you can avoid them. One, co-signing for someone else on a loan. The Bible says never do it and makes no exceptions. Two, taking out an adjustable rate mortgage. It's gambling that interest rates remain low. Three, taking on consumer debt. Credit card interest is always a net loss. Four, risky investment decisions. Stay away from cryptocurrency and other trendy stocks. And five, losing your job. Work hard, get along with others, and stay current on job skills. Those are five easy ways to lose money. I hope you can learn from other people's mistakes so you don't make them yourself. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
Coming up on 12 minutes past the hour this Wednesday afternoon, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yes, sir. Looks like the Yankees can catch the Blue Jays with a win. New York hosting the Rangers tonight. Toronto is being pounded by Tampa Bay right now, going into the sixth inning. 7-0. Elsewhere, the Phillies, who are three games out of the National League East lead, they host the Orioles. The Mets, holding on to their slim playoff chances, play in Boston. Elsewhere, the Nationals in Miami. The Pirates, Reds, and Cleveland, Kansas City game rained out. Some big names on the list of potential future NFL Hall of Famers for the class of 2022. Among first-year eligible players include wide receivers Steve Smith and Anquan Boldin. Linebacker DeMarcus Ware is on the list, so is defensive lineman Vince Wilfork. Other nominees are quarterback Donovan McNabb and the late Steve McNair. Running backs Sean Alexander and Brian Westbrook, along with defensive backs Charles Tillman and Troy Vincent. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delviette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A cold front will be working slowly west to east across the region over the next 36 hours, bringing a pretty decent dose of dampness and the risk of flooding. Behind the front, skies will clear and the air will cool for week's end. Our call for tonight and tomorrow, cloudy, with showers, areas of steadier rain, a few thunderstorms, and some locally heavy rain. The heaviest rain again tonight will be western New York and western Pennsylvania, shifting east into central New York and eastern Pennsylvania later tomorrow night. Temperatures overnight, mostly mid-50s to mid-60s, steady or even falling in some cases tomorrow. We're mostly in the 60s, though, during the day. Friday, clouds break for sunshine. Could be an afternoon shower near Lake Erie. Cool day with high temperatures primarily in the 60s.
All righty, Kevin Williams. Stay skywise tonight, folks, especially if you live in western Pennsylvania. A tornado watch is up for folks there until 10 o'clock tonight. Finally, at 5, some are calling it the worst first pitch in Major League Baseball history.
Just a bit outside.
I would say so. UFC star Conor McGregor may want to stick to mixed martial arts. After his performance last night at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Irish athlete threw out the first pitch before the Cubs-Twins game, and it was nowhere near the plate.
Your first pitch. Tell me your thoughts.
The most devastating first pitch ever seen in the iconic Wrigley Field.
Well, McGregor says when he let it go, Sonny, he thought it was spot on. The ball landed about 10 feet to the right. Yeah. May have been 20 feet, Sonny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, stick to mixed martial arts, Conor McGregor.
Yeah, he threw a football once at a Cowboys game. It was worse, actually. But no one has been worse than 50 Cent the rapper. Have you seen his throw?
He holds a title.
Yeah,
Dr. Fauci, though, a couple years ago.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
He was in the title for that.